This is Berkshire Unplugged.
It's Charlie and Vicky with Berkshire Unplugged. We're each week bringing music from Berkshire's artists. And this week, because it is the first show of the month, we're going to be doing a takeover. Our special guest is Berkshire artist Neon Bloom, and we're going to find out a little bit more about him, about his aspirations, his inspirations, and all more about his music and his future plans, alongside the gig guide as well, and more. Here on Berkshire Unplugged on B-Radio.
Is Berkshire Unplugged?
It's Charlie and Vicky on B-Radio with Berkshire Unplugged. And because it is the first edition of the month, April to be exact, we have a special guest who will be doing a takeover in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing to you for April. We played his tracks on the show for a few months now. It's Neon Bloom. How you doing, young sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, I'm thinking back to the first time we ever met was at a it was a gig in Sub 89, Split the Dealer.
Yes, that was it. Yeah,
back in October, and the music was so loud because the sound system in it is absolutely great. It was just like, it just looked like our lips. It looked like an old kung fu movie. It's like our lips were moving, but we couldn't pick up what we're saying. You've done incredible music, and that's why we've got you in tonight here on Berkshire Unplugged. So whereabouts in Berkshire are you from?
So I am from Woodley, just outside of Reading. I've been here since I was like three or so, so I live here.
When did you first get bitten by the musical bug? How did it all start for you, your musical journey? Ooh,
I think I was about seven when I discovered the piano, and that's how it started.
Really?
Yeah, it was the piano. And I just practiced that and got all right at it, and then I hit 13,
yeah,
and then the emo phase hit.
Right, okay, the emo phase.
Yeah, exactly. I said to my mum and dad, right, I really want a guitar for my birthday.
Okay, when was this? How old was you then? Was this 13?
Ooh, I was about 14 or 15 when I got my first guitar.
Okay, and going back to playing the piano, what songs were you able to play on there first? Because I've had a go, so check this out. I'm by no means a musician. That's why I'm on this side of the mic. So it's like, so I can play London Bridge, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and then wait for it, the EastEnders theme tune.
Oh yes, that's
the easiest.
That was one of the first ones I learned as well. Actually,
see, there you go. maybe there is hope for me for being a musician, but I won't try and run before I can, you know, I can walk. So who are your influences then?
I describe myself as emo influence, but that's a lot of discussion.
Give us a little brief description of what you mean by emo.
So a lot of emotional, heavy music, rock, loud, aggressive, screamy. I love that stuff. I got that bug when I was a preteen, and it just never went away. Bands like Bring Me the Horizon, bands like Architects, Spirit Boxer, an up-and-coming one at the moment. They're doing some amazing stuff. And then more emotional-sounding bands like Basement and American Football was a big one.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. I like American sports, sort of, as we've discussed on mic. Oh, that's good. So what we're going to do is we're going to play tonight. We're going to play three of your new tracks, and the first one we are going to play is Headache. Now, does it say what it does on the team? What is that track about?
Oh, Headache. So, that was quite a nerdy one for me. I'll be honest, I am influenced by a lot of my other interests, such as, like, a lot of the TV shows, a lot of the books that I read, and I wrote Headache just after House of the Dragon came out. And there's a lot of discussion about big beastly things and doom and destruction. And I thought, that's cool. I'm going to write something about that. And it's nothing deep. It's just, it sounds fun and cool.
Let's hear the fun and cool sound of a headache from Neon Bloom here on Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio.
Do nothing.
Headache from Neon Bloom here on Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio, and he's our special guest in the studio because at the beginning of each month, or the first edition of Berkshire Unplugged each month, we have a guest come into the studio. Right, we've got the contact details coming up later on, and the gig guide with
Berkshire Unplugged.
It's Charlie and Vicky on B Radio, Berkshire Unplugged, where we bring you music from artists from Berkshire and the surrounding areas, and we also give you live gig and entertainment events to check out. We are in a new month, the month of April. The long Easter weekend is it flew by. What did you get up to after the rest of the Easter weekend, Vicky? Well, after we did our show on Easter Sunday.
Oh, not much, really. Just ate loads of chocolate.
I was going to say, snap, we are in spring, sort of. What events have you got for us this week in Berkshire?
Yeah, so tomorrow evening from 7:30, get yourself to the Purple Turtle for Turtle Underground, which presents three new upcoming bands with an array of genres. Nothing like supporting your local musicians and having a cocktail whilst you're at it. There's no entry fee, but make sure you bring your ID. And calling all aspiring artists, get yourself to the Rising Sun Arts Centre in Reading on Wednesday night from 7 for their weekly artist link up. Network with other like-minded artists, no matter the talents, whether you sing, write poetry, or in a band, or if you rap, everybody is welcome. And do you love all things bohemian? Then this is a night for you if you get yourself over to the Fisherman's Cottage in Reading for the Bohemian Open Mic Night at 8:30 on Wednesday night. Then you will find yourself fully immersed in all things hippie, happy and hopeful. Try one for size or simply sit back and enjoy the show. And you can get tickets for all of these events at the whatsonreading.com website. If you have any music or comedy events that you'd like us to mention on our What's On Gig Guide, then all you need to do is go to bradio.co.uk/Berkshire. Make sure you check the venues that the events are still going ahead, and have an amazing week.
Berkshire Unplugged.
It's Charlie and Vicky here on B Radio with Berkshire Unplugged, and it's the first edition of Berkshire Unplugged of the month, and we have a special guest in the takeover. It is Neon Bloom. You all right, mate?
I'm good. I'm grooving.
You're grooving.
Absolutely.
That is nice to know. So, it's no secret, we are based on the campus here at Reading Uni, where the B Radio Berkshire studios are, and a little birdie tells me that you actually go here. Is that right?
I do, yes.
What are you studying?
I'm studying speech therapy.
What's the motivation behind that, to study speech therapy?
I did some work in a school. I worked with kind of year one age, and I worked with a child who came back after the holidays. Previously, he hadn't really spoken at all. But he came back after the holidays, and he was just speaking in full sentences, able to express himself really well.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's amazing. I don't know how this has happened. Like, what's happened here? So that kind of kickstarted the interest, and here I am.
Oh, okay. So I work in the public sector during the week, so I deal with a lot of professionals, so from social workers to education officers, and through to support groups like the NHS talking therapies, and we also work with children who have challenges with speeches, and obviously therapy is very beneficial to their development. So that is very impressive that you're doing that. And then what do you hope to gain out of the speech therapy degree?
Well, hopefully I can go into the industry as a therapist, working with kids, helping them to express themselves better, just adjust to the world around them better.
I can see you as a really cool music teacher, stroke speech therapist, which would be like the merger of, like, from what I can see, it clearly is two of your favourite worlds. So
that's very
unique. Now, what we're going to do is, so we're playing three of your tracks tonight, so we're going to play a second one of yours now. It's called Glow Down. Now, I must admit, when I first sat down and listened to the music that you sent me through for tonight's show, this one was the first one I listened to, and I'm going to go out on the whim and say this is my favourite. What's the story behind Glow Down?
Oh, so Glow Down. I've been working for a while with a couple of friends. We've been trying to put this project into a live setting, trying to work with a band, do some gigs, because it's something I haven't done with Neon Bloom yet. And it's something that whenever I write, I always imagine myself performing. So this song had that live scenario in mind.
Was it at any particular setting or venue? Was it at a festival, or was it at a venue in Berkshire or beyond?
whenever I write, I picture myself playing Purple Turtle. It's a classic, and I've played there quite a few times already with my other band, but that's kind of the go-to. That's my home venue. I love it there. I always imagine you see videos of like crazy basement shows and people stage diving and huge mosh pits and just people going crazy and losing their minds. And that is always what I have in the back of my mind when I'm writing. I want to spark that energy, you know?
So here we go. This is Glowdown from Neon Bloom here in Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio. Neon Bloom here in Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio, who is our very special guest. We are in the middle of the Neon Bloom takeover. So have you, obviously because you are born and bred in Reading, Woodley, I'm presuming you've been to Reading Festival a few times, right?
Do you know what? I've actually never been.
You're joking.
Never.
What's stopped you? Now, I know the lineup is obviously a source of many conversations from people who are, how can I put it, part of a demographic, not of a demographic, but if you like music in general, surely you go to Reading Festival, right? Because it's just like, it's one of the biggest music festivals, I would say, not just in Europe, but in the world. But I suppose it's not for everyone, but I'm very surprised of you that you haven't been. Why is that?
I think it's just too expensive. Not enough bands in the lineup that I'd pay that amount of money for. But I have always wanted to go. So I'm hoping one day, you know, I'll have the money in the budget to justify it.
We've got more music with Neon Bloom, our special guest here on Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio coming up.
Is Berkshire Unplugged?
It's Charlie and Vicky on B Radio with Berkshire Unplugged, and it is the Neon Bloom takeover. And what is the ultimate goal for you?
We spoke about Reading Festival earlier. That would be amazing. I remember seeing a video, actually, of the 1975 playing Reading in 2019.
Yes.
And at one point, he's singing the song and he just stops and looks out across the crowd. And he can see the moment he realises how many people are there. I saw that video, I thought, wow, I need that in my life one day. That's like, yeah.
So when we did Reading Festival last year, we had the opportunity to speak to the Amazons.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, who are from Reading, and really great. They wanted to speak to us as well, which was really flattering. So Bella, who works on B Radio as well, she done the interview, and I can't remember which one that said this, but it kind of hit home for me. So even though it was the first time they were doing the main stage at Reading Festival, apart from like the sea of hundreds of thousands of people, well, tens of thousands of people that they would see, there's like the realization is like there's going to be people from school there that I haven't seen, or people I never spoke to at school. There's going to be like obviously for like family, friends, and that. And it was quite, you know, quite a sort of euphoric moment for them to be doing a festival in their hometown. And the thing is that what hit home with me is that they said that was them once upon a time in that crowd looking up. So anything is possible. I mean, if the Amazons and Only the Poets as well.
Yes, love those guys, yeah.
If they are anything to go by, that is inspiration alone for artists from Berkshire to be doing a performance at a Berkshire stage. Because what's frustrated me over the years, because I've done this for a little while now, is that this big festival rolls into town. It's called Reading Festival, right? And they have never bothered to, not saying on the main stage, but they've never sort of considered putting in talent from Berkshire onto the... And there's loads of stages as well. It doesn't just have to be the introducing stage. There's like various other stages. So it could be artists, it could be DJ producers. It's just like sometimes we don't get that called and it's just like, oh, we could just do like a little after party in a venue in town. It's just like, come on, it's like, it's Reading Festival. Have you got any gigs lined up this year?
No gigs yet. Busy building up this live set, making sure it's going to be as good as possible before we book anything, but hopefully soon. It's in the works.
What venues have you played at in Reading so far? So you said you were in a band.
Yes.
What was your band called that you was in?
The other band I'm in is called Elucidate.
And how long have they been going for?
Oof, about 5 years. We all met in Reading College.
This is like very grounded, like very, you know, very Berkshire orientated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what venues have you played at? I'm presuming Turtle.
Yep.
The Oakford.
We have, yep. Hit that recently, actually. That was the last one on our bucket list for Reading.
And have you looked at doing gigs outside of Berkshire? I mean, what is the process for an artist or a band to go and secure gigs for themselves?
So in the Berkshire area, it's not too bad because we have a really good community in Berkshire, actually. All of the artists, we're all good friends. We've got a group chat. We're constantly looking out for each other and seeing who else we can add. We know a lot of promoters. We know a lot of people who put on shows, and it's really good for the community. We all kind of band together and put shows on, which is great. But outside of Berkshire, it's a bit harder.
Mm.
I think you get a lot of, especially around London, you get a lot of promoters who... they say, hey, traveling to London, we won't pay you, but you've got to sell this many tickets.
Mm.
Oh, and also you can't play any shows within, 2 months either side of this. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's a big one, the exclusivity deals.
The next track we're going to play, the final track on tonight's takeover with Neon Bloom, is Oblivion. And what's the story behind that?
So that one, it's a combination of, again, me being a bit nerdy and some real-world political stuff that felt kind of motivated to write about. The nerdy stuff first. Great video game series called The Elder Scrolls. The fourth game was called Oblivion. They're just a fun little game series about, again, dragons and saving the world and going around and wearing cool armor and stuff.
This is Oblivion from Neon Bloom here in Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio. Thank you. Oblivion here on Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio, Charlie and Vicky, and our special guest. It's for Neon Bloom Takeover. Do you have any advice for aspiring musicians out there in Berkshire who are maybe considering but haven't done yet getting on the musical ladder? What advice would you give to them?
My advice: you don't need money. I knew someone who's very obsessed with that. You need the best gear. You need everything to be, you know, top spec stuff. That's just a lie. You don't need that. I have not spent much apart from on the actual instruments themselves, and I've learned everything myself, and I do it all myself. You don't need to go to all of these people and pay out hundreds of pounds for a good quality product. Just if you feel like you love something, you go for it, and you've got to learn to do it. And it's just, yeah, if you have the passion, then put the work in.
What I'm finding is with artists, so love, like yourself saying the goal is to be on the stage at Reading Festival, you've also taken us on your proposed journey to getting there. You saw, you know, your milestones, so to speak. What we find is with some artists in general, they want the end goal. They want to be on the stage, but they haven't thought about what are the steps they need to take to get there, to make that possible or realistic, or to have an alternative path if it doesn't happen. Because I find if there's something that you want really bad, if you have a goal, as I was saying about fast tracking to the goal, I think if you're so obsessed with it, you're actually pushing it away further from you.
Yeah, definitely.
Without even realizing. Words of wisdom from myself and Neon Bloom here on Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio. And where can we find out more about yourself? Are you on the socials, and is your music available on any streaming platforms?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram's where I'm most active. I do a little bit of the TikTok. I do a little bit of the X, it's called now, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, I got music on most streaming services. You can find it there. It's Neon Bloom. I've just put out a new EP, which you can listen to now, and I hope you like it. I'm very proud of it.
What's the new EP called?
It's called This Is Where We Are.
Thank you very much, Mr. Neon Bloom, for coming into Berkshire Unplugged on B Radio. This has been the Neon Bloom Takeover.
This is Berkshire Unplugged.